I have been at WNDB now for 26 years plus, and a lot of things have come along the line, and there's something new coming to WNDB. Enter and sign in, please.
Could I borrow a pen?
Yeah.
No, we know it's not TV, it's radio.
Yeah.
I am Chuck Bennett. I am the new morning host starting on Monday, 6 o'clock in the a.m. right here on FM 93.5 at 11:50 a.m.
And my name is Mark Bernier, and I'm the co-host of this new show. It's called Bennett and Bernier.
Makes sense.
Chuck Bennett worked here in 1995, did the morning show for a time.
22 years ago, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We first started working together in 1981, was it?
Yeah, it was 1981, right after my oldest child was born. She's now 36, so.
We worked at WEAN in Providence. Chuck did the afternoon show.
Right.
And you were there for, what, 4 or 5 years anyway?
Yeah, and then I left and came to Florida. I've been in Florida ever since, 32 years.
And then I followed him to Florida, and we worked together for a time in the mid-90s, and Southern Stone wanted to put together a new, faster morning show that deals with a lot more news. And Chuck is going to be the lead host on this program, and I'll get to sit in. I'll keep my commentaries and then expand on some of the news and political stuff in that show. And you've got new angles you're going to bring to it.
Yeah, we'll be touching on everything. A lot of local sports and local happenings, things that are going on. You know, we haven't had rain in so long. Well, a lot of rain here yesterday.
Yeah.
They say more coming for the weekend. Got a kite festival going on this weekend in New Smyrna Beach. I hope it does. The kids would be so disappointed if it got rained out.
I think we're going to be okay because meteorologist Lou McNally, he was here yesterday. He said the real heavy stuff, Monday and Tuesday, they may get it in.
Not only that, you've got the University High from Orange City over in Fort Myers right now. That game was supposed to start at 4 o'clock this afternoon. They're playing in the semifinal game of the 9A state championship in baseball. I don't know if the game got off the ground yet or not because it's been raining over there like it was raining here yesterday. And then you got the College World Series going on. Bethune-Cookman played earlier today. I don't know what the result was. I think it was at 1 o'clock they played. Florida Gators play tonight. A lot of things going on. We're going to bring all of that to you each and every day.
And if people are saying, I know that voice, they should, because you have been the voice and talent in a lot of television commercials that have been seen up here as well.
Yes, here in not only in this market, but also radio-wise, my voice is heard on the station here, radio for Daytona Hyundai.
There you go. So if you said, yes, I recognize that voice. Mm-hmm. You were also for a time, Chuck has had a diverse interest in sports as well.
Oh, yeah.
You were the house announcer, were you not, for the Marlins?
I was public address announcer for the Florida Marlins when they were based in Brevard County for those years, and then was offered the job down at the what was then Pro Player Stadium, but I just didn't feel like driving down there 82 times a year.
Yeah.
You know, that's a long season, so. But I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed public address announcing. It's a lot of fun. Plus, I love watching baseball. So,
yeah.
You know, I love sports.
We did a lot of things together on our programs over the years. The weekend around the house, I always would joke with Chuck over the... Chuck and I have stayed in contact all these years. Weekend around the house on WNDB was actually borrowed from something that Chuck and I worked on in Providence in the 80s,
right.
Remember?
With Joe Falcone. Right, right. You know, and then you had an entertainment segment called Dialogue, which when you left the station, I ended up taking over, where I interviewed famous celebrities, and it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. But we're going to touch on a lot of stuff in the mornings here between 6 and 9, each and every morning, Monday through Friday. Mark will really be focusing on all the things going on in the news and the spin off that in your commentaries. I will be touching on a lot of things. Hopefully, we'll be talking about health, wellness, what matters in your world when it comes to your money. You know, it's a big thing. There's a lot of folks out there. You know, they made some changes politically for what they hope is the better. I can't figure that one out yet either way. But, you know, there were people that wanted to see a better economy.
I really like that angle that you're coming on with because it's been missing on a daily basis to be able to touch on health issues, which mm-hmm. I know are very important in your personal life, your right. family life and stuff, but you've always had an interest in that. What new things are coming to health that our listeners who are going to want to know about how to keep themselves healthy?
Right. I'm very involved with a number of things as far as health goes. I'm very interested in obsessive-compulsive disorder. I'm very interested in autism. I read as much as I can about those things. I'm also a very big supporter of the fight against breast cancer. And that has hit close to home, as you know, in my family. And also very close in the fight against Alzheimer's and trying to find a way to, get that. I had my mother-in-law and my mom pass away from that.
And I was wondering, I've never asked you this, do you think that we are close in our life to seeing something, a major breakthrough to stop this?
Oh, I think so. I firmly believe it. You have to be positive about these things. Mark, it's probably one of the toughest things to watch is somebody to go through it. My mom did not speak for the last 2 years of her life. She couldn't speak. It's a horrible. It's what Nancy Reagan and Ron Reagan said is the long goodbye, and it is. It's a long goodbye, and you get to the point where you just say, I just can't watch it anymore. But you do, and you stick with them till the end. But we're going to focus on a lot of stuff: health and wellness, fitness, things like that. We're going to keep on top of these things, and we'll have local guests on talking about all of that.
And one of the things, too, Chuck has sat in while the sheriff was here earlier in the broadcast today. You've always had an interest in law enforcement. Your son was in law enforcement
right.
for a number of years.
Right.
And you came to, in the various radio stations you've worked in, you've come to know law enforcement people a lot in your programs.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them. I was very fortunate growing up. I had a very good upbringing. My dad drilled into me. You don't steal from somebody. You don't take anything that isn't yours. You always say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, please, thank you, things like that. So I had a great upbringing. So I instilled that into my two children, and my son ended up becoming a law enforcement officer and did that for 8 years and didn't make my wife too happy. I mean, she was a little nervous. I never worried about him. Never worried about him when he was out there. So I support law enforcement to the hilt.
And we're going to involve the listeners with their suggestions. The key to this new program is that both Chuck and I come from a background where we try to work very quickly. And we're knowing that there's a short commute to work for many of our listeners, even with an increased new signal at 93.5, we want to try to give you everything you need to make the good choices for your day, be it the news, the traffic, the weather. We'll keep those. Some of the features will be changing. And I just got my first email on this from Susie Q, who wanted to know, are you still going to do the afternoon show? I hope so. Yeah, I'm still doing it.
You said it earlier in the hour, or earlier in the show, that I'm not going anywhere. Not yet.
Yeah.
So yeah. I thought that was pretty funny. I figured somebody would come up with that. Mark Turner, he's going to leave afternoons?
Yeah, I had a couple of people said, are you leaving the station? No, I'm not leaving the station. I'm actually making my life busier because I will be on the morning show, then I'll go to Embry-Riddle, and then I'll come back and do the afternoon show. Plus, I'm keeping Weekend Around the House and Bookmark, and then I'll check in at Bellevue.
Yeah, I was just going to say, where do you find the time for all this?
Well, we both have worked multiple things for years. You did Dance Mix America, national show. How many seasons did you do that?
Did four seasons of that. We were in 62 markets across the country at its height. Yeah, I had a lot of fun doing it. People say, well, it's like, what's it like? I said, it's like Casey Kasem. All I did was walk in, sit down, read the outros and intros to every song, and that was it. It was great.
And there'll be people that want to write in. There'll be an email address. It will be cbennett@daytonaradio.com. That's going to be established in the next day or so. And you can still reach me at markberniershow.com. But we'll be together beginning at 6 on Monday. And Brendan Rivers, still with the news. We'll have traffic and weather and all of our features. But you can send us your comments, too. And I tried to hold it until this time. Mark McKinney, our program manager, had put out announcements that started popping up at the top of the hour saying the new morning show. So I was tweeting out, listen for an announcement at 4:45. We have something exciting to tell you about. So Chuck and I had talked about doing this for a long time. For years we talked about if there was ever an opportunity to combine our skills.
Right.
to do this.
Wanting to work together was something that we talked about, gosh, since... I think since we... ended up coming to Florida, and you came not long after, so we have talked about it then.
And when Chuck was doing 3 to 6 on WEAN, when Chuck would fill in on the morning show, I would do his show.
That's right.
And we had many of the same features and elements, so we're trying to bring that formula back, based on listeners saying, too, we need news and we need analysis, so that's what we're going to do.
It's going to be a fast-paced morning show, so hang on, hold on tight, because we're going to give you everything you need to know in a very short period of time, a couple of times an hour, so we get everybody covered because, you know, everybody's commute's a little different each and every morning at different times. We keep you up to date on what you can expect with the weather and everything else that goes on in your world, and hopefully make your day a great one. That's what we're here for.
Beginning on 6 on Monday morning, Bennett and Bernier right here on WNDB. Good to be back with you, partner. Thanks so much for coming in.
It's my pleasure. I'll see you Monday morning, bright and early at 6.
I'll have the coffee.